President, let me start by congratulating you on your presidency of the 11th meeting of state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. You can count on full support and cooperation of my delegation. And congratulations to Bulgaria for beating Slovakia by 2 months in destroying its stockpiles. Mr. President, once the Slovak authorities made a political decision to join the Convention on Cluster Munitions 10 years ago, our commitment to this key instrument of international humanitarian law has been consistent. Since January 2016, when the Convention entered into force in Slovakia, our fundamental obligation under the Convention has been to destroy cluster munitions stockpiles by the stipulated deadline, the 1st January 2024. Slovakia has exerted all efforts to meet its obligation. We have informed the state parties and CCM community about the state and progress of our endeavor at the Convention's meetings and through our national reports regularly and in a transparent manner. Today, it's my great pleasure to announce that Slovakia has successfully fulfilled its obligation in accordance with Article 3 of the Convention and destroyed all stockpiles of its cluster munitions. As of 1 September, we have zero stockpiles in our possession. I also wish to reiterate the declaration we made at the previous CCM meetings. Slovakia will not retain any cluster munitions in accordance with the Article 3.6. We are satisfied that we have completed our effort ahead of the deadline. Our journey has been quite complex, as we had several different types of cluster munitions in our stockpiles that require different approaches. We were destroying them through our national capacities and also in cooperation with our partners. Now, I would like to hand over the floor to my colleague, National Director for Science and Technology, Mr. Jure Mrenica, to fill us with some details. It's going to be a quite brief briefing. Thank you. Over to you.